He intentionally set up Liberty University. This is Matt Staver with Freedom's Call. Jonathan Zinsky was an IT specialist at Liberty University. After his 90-day probationary employment period, Zinsky announced he wanted to identify as female and change his name to Eleanor. Liberty University fired him for violating the university's doctrinal statement and policies. Then Zinsky filed a lawsuit because he argues the university's religious autonomy and constitutional protections under Title VII should be removed because the question of his sex is involved. Oral arguments in this case are next month at the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals. Two recent court decisions came out that upheld the right for religious institutions to employ people aligned with their beliefs. These decisions limit government interference and underscore that the church autonomy doctrine protects hiring decisions. Please pray and stay informed at Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org/LU.